The memory verse this morning, again, boy, I can hardly wait till January. But anyway, you've heard me say that before. I thought, oh, this is a strange one. Let me just read it. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. I thought, okay, what are we supposed to get out of this for this week? It's very important to serve the Lord. And I thought, well, that's a great word because we're having a work party on Saturday and we want to serve the Lord. So I went to our discovery and I looked. Remember, if you don't have a copy of these, please pick them up. They're at both ends of the room. And I thought, what is discovery saying about this verse this week? And it happens that this verse happens in our reading. Tomorrow, and actually it goes on because it keeps coming back to it because it's leaving, it's setting a pattern. I want to read to you from Discovery. Heavenly Father, I know your ways are the absolute best for me. I want to know them and live by them fully. Do we agree? Huh? I agree with that. But this is what it says as we're to reflect on this verse. Decline is easy. I am the world's worst gardener, but I can grow prize-winning weeds with next to no effort. Without daily care and tending, my faith will fade, and the longer I leave the garden, the harder the work is to restore it. Yesterday's commitment or someone else's faith won't work for today. And dead faith often doesn't renounce God. It just replaces him with a new deity. Wow, how true. The United States of America, 2004. That's what's happening today in America. Before long, we who are called to be salt and light, influencers end up being shaped in the mold of the culture around us. I want to tell a little story. Last night, we wanted to let the boys watch a video. We went to the village store and we got two videos. Brought them home. Carrie, being really a great mom, went on Screen It. If you don't know about Screen It, you need to know about Screen It. ScreenIt.com, is that right? Is that how you get there, Carrie? And you can click on the movies to see what's in the movies. Both of these movies, Carrie looked, and one of them had, it says how many times a bad word is used in the movie. And she says 238 times. This one bad word is used in this movie. She said, I cannot let my children watch that. I can't let these boys because garbage in, garbage out. If they hear that in the time of an hour and 15 minutes or however long it is, if they hear that word 138 times, that's the word that's going to come out of their mouth tomorrow. I was so proud of her. I mean, but she didn't just say legalistically, you kids can't watch this movie. She talked to them about it. We returned both movies. Let me tell you, the village store was very nice. Is that right, Christian? They didn't put you down or whatever. They let us return them without watching them and get two other more appropriate videos. Anyway, but this is what happens. We're shaped by the culture around us if we let our faith slide. So why do we need to be in the Word? Why do we need to come to church? Why do we need to be founded with solid biblical teaching and keep repeating it and keep going over it and sharing one another the Word of God? Because decline is happening all around us and we don't want to be caught up. I do not want to be shaped by the culture that's in the United States today. And like I said, we have a president now who believes in God. And I pray that doesn't lull Christians to sleep. We had to get up and fight a little bit in the last few months. But I just pray we don't get sloshy in our Christianity. But we really go for it. We really stay in the Word. And anyway, the discovery ends like this today. Lord Jesus, renew and revive my faith, I pray. Help me to stay untainted by the idolatry around me. Let's stand and let's say this verse together. I think it does have some meaning for us today. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. Pastor Kev, come and lead us in worship to this wonderful Lord that we are going to serve. I'm going to get excited about it. Are you?
I am.
I'm going to get excited about it.